In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Have you ever asked for God to give you a sign? Maybe you are trying to make a major decision that will send your life down a different path. Or maybe you feel God calling you to a certain task. Or maybe you are just wondering whether God is really with you. If God cares when you face difficulties. We experience situations in life that we cannot explain or understand, and that sometimes may lead us to wonder if God is absent or even if He really exists. You are not alone when you wonder. You are not the first to question God's presence. It's safe to say that very few have never questioned God's presence. In fact, those who question God's presence are actually only continuing a very old theme of God's people doubting His presence. That's what happened in our reading today from Isaiah chapter 7. King Ahaz doubted that God was with him. And he had a reason to doubt. Foreign armies were mounting around him. But God had promised to be with his people forever. God had promised to protect and preserve them. Ahaz and the people of God looked around at the present circumstances and were not convinced. They needed a sign that God was with them, a sign that God would help them, a sign that they would not fight this battle alone. A sign of God's favor, a sign of God's love and protection would certainly help them overcome their fears and anxieties. That's when Isaiah entered the scene. God sent Isaiah to give a message to King Ahaz. His message was simple. God is with you, Ahaz. He promised to be with you. Believe him. If you have doubts, simply ask him for a sign, anything you want, and he will show you that he is with you. Can you imagine that? An invitation from God to ask him for a sign. But Ahaz wouldn't do it. Why not? Because he had already lost his faith. He had already put his faith in himself and in an alliance with a foreign army to protect him and his people. That's when Isaiah spoke those words from Matthew that Matthew would quote 700 years later. You don't trust God enough to ask for a sign? Well, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. Remarkably, the sign God gives is one that would reach centuries beyond the immediate context. In fact, the sign given to King Ahaz is the sign that continues to assure us of God's care and presence for all time and beyond. Mary's child is the sign, the proof of God's love. Mary's child is the sign, the proof of God's love for all of us. God promises to be graciously present in his creation through Jesus. But God's people of every age question the presence of God. Many times, it feels like we are surrounded by enemies threatening us. And God doesn't behave in ways that we think He should, and so our faith slides. We don't see God solving our problems or healing our diseases or fixing our families or answering our questions, and we are tempted to conclude that He is not with us. We need a sign. A sign that God is with us. A sign that God loves us. A sign that He will help us and take care of us. Our sin also threatens us. As Christians, we know that we have sinned against God's holy word again and again and again. And so we begin to worry that our sin will put us outside of God's love and grace and we will only get His punishment. We begin to worry that our sin will destroy our eternal future. We need a sign. A sign that God still loves us despite our sin. A sign that God forgives us. God has come to us through His prophets and apostles and made promises to us. He has promised that He would be with us always. He has promised to work all things together for good. He has promised to meet all our needs according to His glorious riches in Christ Jesus. He has promised to be faithful and not let us be tempted beyond what we can bear. But can we trust God to keep His promises? Will He really do all these wonderful things that He has promised? Will God be faithful to His word? A sign would help us to believe and be at peace. A sign would help us to. And God did give a sign. He gave a sign to Ahaz. Even though this hardened unbeliever refused God's offer and wanted no part of God's help, God understood how helpful a sign would be for His people. God's kindness would not be put off by the foolishness of that king. If Ahaz didn't want a sign to reassure him in the there and then, God would do one better. Give a sign for the ages, one that would reassure His people in each one's here and now. And God's sign of His love for us is this: behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call His name Emmanuel, God with us. The sign was, of course, fulfilled in the person of Jesus Christ. The gospel reading for today from Matthew chapter 1 tells us that Mary was that virgin who gave birth to the Son. It tells us that Jesus is the promise Emmanuel. Jesus is God in human flesh, God come down from heaven to live and dwell among us. The birth of Jesus is then the sign of God's favor. Jesus is the sign that God loves us and will take care of us. The birth of Christ is the sign. For Jesus came into this world and took on human flesh so that ultimately He could be nailed to a cross and give up His life as the payment of our sins. And if God did not withhold even His Son from us, then obviously there is nothing good that God would withhold from us. Jesus was born of a virgin, born in the flesh, suffered in the flesh, raised in the flesh. As He lives, you will also live forever. Jesus is the sign, the proof of God's love and forgiveness and faithfulness. Because God gave us a sign and fulfill it, our hearts can now be at peace. Worry and anxiety do not have to be our daily companions. God loves us. He is with us. Our sins are forgiven. Heaven will be our eternal home. God will take care of us and help us make it through life in this oftentimes difficult world. And Jesus is the sign that all these things are so. There is a story of a woman who was doing her last-minute Christmas shopping at a crowded mall. And she was tired of fighting the crowds. She was tired of standing in lines. She was tired of finding her way down long aisles looking for a gift that had sold out days before. Her arms were full of bulky packages when a elevator door opened. And she looks inside, and it's full. Somewhat frustrated, the people in the elevator squeeze a little more to allow a small space for her and her load. And as, you know, she tries to keep her things in, as the door closes, she couldn't handle herself, and she blurted out, "Whoever is responsible for this whole Christmas thing ought to be arrested, strung up, and shot." A few others nodded their heads or grunted in agreement. But then, from somewhere in the back of the elevator, came a single voice that said, "Don't worry, they already crucified him." In just a few days, we will celebrate Christmas. But what will we really be celebrating? We will not just be celebrating a few days off from work or school. We will not just be celebrating getting together with family or receiving presents. What we will really be celebrating is the sign God gave us of his love and protection and favor. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. This sign is how we know that God is with us, and he will keep all of his promises to us. May this sign lead you to truly celebrate the birth of Jesus this year. In his name, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.